We have been conditioned since grade school to strive to get an A. Our parents expected it, and we who are parents expected of our children. Whenever my kids would achieve this grade, I would tell them, "Reminds me of me when I was your age." This played well until the day they found my old report cards. Then the gig was up. I had to own the fact that I was not always an A student. Last month, LeapFrog released its fall 2016 hospital safety grades. According to the LeapFrog website, the LeapFrog hospital safety grade indicates how safe general acute care hospitals are for patients. The safety grade includes data that patient safety experts use to compare hospitals. Publicly available data from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the LeapFrog Hospital Survey, and secondary data sources such as the American Hospital Association's Annual Survey and the Hospital IT Supplement are weighted and then combined to produce a single consumer-friendly composite score that is published as an A, B, C, D, or F letter grade. While few people can understand the complicated scoring system, everyone understands that an A is better than a B, C, or D. No hospital in Louisville area got an A. Sick patients expect our hospitals to be safe. A grade less than A suggests that they are not the safest they could be and undermines our citizens' trust in the health care we and our hospitals provide. And our success as physicians and hospitals depend on that trust. Given a choice, who would not want to go to a hospital with an A grade? We as physicians and our hospitals do not like being graded unless, of course, we get the A. We argue that healthcare is too complicated and nuanced to be summarized by a score or a letter. Our patients don't care for our excuses. They know what an A is, and that an A is better than a B, C, or D. People, we all need to own this, physicians and hospitals alike. We as physicians need to step up and help our hospitals make the grade. The hospitals cannot do it without us. Indeed, several of the quality and safety scores are directly influenced by the practice of the physician. For example, it has been 170 years since Ignaz Semmelweis showed that hand washing markedly decreased mortality. Yet our hospitals still struggle to get physicians' compliance with hand hygiene. Physicians' orders determine when central lines and urinary catheters are placed and when they are removed. Infections related to these devices significantly affect the hospital's grade. How physicians communicate with their patients affect the patient's satisfaction scores, as well as the patient's understanding of their disease. It is hard for the patients to be compliant with our instructions if they do not understand their disease or the medications we have prescribed. Physicians rarely report adverse events or near-miss episodes through the hospital's patient safety reporting mechanisms. We as physicians need to get actively involved in this process so that we can drive improvements in our hospitals. Finally, physicians need to take the time to get involved in root cause analysis following adverse events so that those events can be prevented in the future. A patient's readmission to a hospital is rarely due to the patient being discharged too early. Rather, most often is related to problems in the transition of care from inpatient to outpatient. Communication between our hospital-based physicians and the community physicians must improve. Another opportunity we physicians and our hospitals may have in the coming year is the opportunity to change Kentucky's laws to allow more open discussions in our hospital safety meetings and morbidity and mortality conferences. We have long blamed the Democratic-controlled Kentucky House of Representatives for blocking tort reform. Now is the time to test that hypothesis. I recently had a conversation with one of our representatives at the GLMS Wear the White Coat program. Although the 2017 legislative session will be a short session, he invited me to submit a legislative proposal to address this issue. In the coming months, I will be working with our Policy and Advocacy Committee and our local hospitals to propose such a bill. I invite you to get involved. We need you to get involved. We have a lot of work to do. Some of the metrics used in the LeapFrog grading system are being used to determine a hospital's Medicare reimbursement. Hospitals with low scores get less money to pursue their mission. Some hospitals may go out of business. It may be your hospital. It is time for us to own this. Thank you.